This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of Kid Rock, Chris, you know how I'm going to Nashville tomorrow? I put out the word as you look, obviously everyone knows I'm going there for I'm going to do my show live from there. Don't worry. And then there's a big Clay and Buck election night party, and that'll be fun. Although the suits will be there, it'll still be fun. But I have my priorities in line. Now, what are my priorities? Everyone knows. I'm going there to eat. I'm going to eat everything in Nashville. So I put out the call publicly. I said, what is the best thing to eat? And I've had so many different recommendations there. I did not know. Guess Kid Rock has a huge honky-tonk bar there that's supposed to be sweet. Oh, you're daggone right, I'm going. Of course I'm going. Plus, Kid Rock will probably want to meet a fellow front man and everything else. What, Chris? Guy Fieri's got a barbecue restaurant. Now, here's the thing. I've eaten at a couple Guy Fieri restaurants before, and they were very good. And he seems like a cool dude. I don't know him, but he seems like a cool dude. I'm not eating at a Guy Fieri place in Nashville, man. I'm going to go get some barbecue from a Nashville barbecue place. I've heard there's a couple good steakhouses there, but we're going to have to wait and see if the suits are paying or not. That'll determine whether or not I'm going there. See, I always base the restaurant, the quality of restaurant, based on who's paying. If this is going to be a work expense, hey, give me the Wagyu, baby. All right, quit. Let's make fun of Nikki Haley, and then we'll get to some emails and everything else. So we were talking about running for president and who's running. Well, Pence is running. He's going to get creamed. And Nikki Haley is – I called this a long time ago. Remember when Trump won and he put Nikki Haley in charge of the U.N.? Basically, she was ambassador to the U.N. That's what Nikki Haley was. And Trump – she would go make waves at the UN. And because you hate the UN and I hate the UN because, let's be honest, the UN is gutter trash, she got super popular during this time because she's over there raising her hands up in protest, fighting against it, everything else. Nikki Haley, as I told you back then, is going to be a victim of the Chris Christie effect, the Chris Christie rule. The Chris Christie rule is you run while you're hot. Chris Christie was the hottest thing in the country for about 15 minutes. Decided he was going to postpone a presidential run, just stay governor again. Boom, couple scandals, bad photo ops. Chris Christie is now a punchline. He's a punchline. Nikki Haley was really hot during that 2 years where she was the UN ambassador. We loved it. Everyone cheered. And I told you back then, Nikki Haley is not going to be a national figure. You know why? Because she stepped away from that role 2 years into it, and you forgot about her in about 15 minutes. So did I. Remember, primaries, as we come up on one here, primaries are about a lane. You have to pick a lane that you want to own. Maybe you're the only one in the lane. Maybe the other person in the lane is worse than you. But you better pick a lane, hopefully it's the fast lane, and you own it. The slowest, most pathetic lane there is right now is the, quote, return to the way we used to do things GOP lane. And for some reason, these people are so out of touch, they think there's an appetite for that. Pence, I've heard him talking about it. Nick Haley, I've heard him talking about it. But they're all fighting for the same lame lane where there's no appetite for that at all. We want a system disruptor. We want somebody who will treat the press like crap. That reminds me, I actually have a minor criticism of Glenn Youngkin. I say minor because Glenn Youngkin, governor of Virginia, you should know, one, he's done an excellent job. Two, he's very much our people. I know people who know him. I don't know him, but he's very much our people. But I saw Glenn Youngkin sat down with John Carl for an interview. This is how it went.
You know, I'm hearing a lot, though.
By the way, this is about a minute long, so I may interrupt. I like to talk.
You know, I'm hearing a lot, though, of talk about investigations of Hunter Biden, FBI, all things Anthony Fauci, Republicans talking about going, you know, all in if they take control, particularly the House. Is that really what you're campaigning on, to have massive investigations into all?
You have to admire the communist and his hypocrisy. Now, we don't point out hypocrisy on this show because that's lame, but you have to admire the communists dragging Donald Trump through the mud every day for 4 years with various investigations and then acting aghast that Republicans would take over and do the same.
I think that that the House and the Senate and the White House are going to have to go to work and offer solutions. On top of that, our democracy is better when our Congress exercises its responsibility for oversight.
One, let me just clarify. I'm going to play the rest of it here. That was an excellent answer by Glenn Youngkin. It's a minor criticism, but it's coming in a second.
What about all this impeachment talk? I mean, I've gone through, I can count at least three members of the Biden cabinet that Republicans have talked about impeaching. And obviously, there have already been impeachment resolutions introduced, many of them, for Biden himself. Would that be a mistake for Republicans to go in?
Again, I believe strongly that our democracy is better when our Congress exercises its oversight functions.
Okay, those are both good answers. And like I said, Glenn Youngkin's our people. I don't think he's going to run for president. I don't think he has a lane, but, well, not yet anyway. But I'm very impressed so far with Glenn Youngkin. My only problem, and this is a minor criticism, I'm not trying to tear the guy apart. Why are you sitting down with John Carl? Look, I ripped on Trump for this, so I'm consistent on this. This way of thinking, this older way of thinking, that I, one, need the media coverage or am ever going to win these people over, this way of thinking has to die now. Trump went and sat down with John Carl and helped him write an anti-Trump book for 2 or 3 days. I think it was 18 hours he spent with him. What? Why is Glenn Youngkin sitting down with John Carl? You know what you do? When John Carl or John Carl's people call up your people and you answer the phone and you say, hello, this is Governor Youngkin's office. Yes, John Carl with ABC, he would like to sit down. You go, ah, ha, 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 ha. In fact, this gives me a great idea. I should send out this laugh track to every GOP candidate the next time some scumbag from ABC or the New York Times or any one of these other places calls, hey, we'd love to sit down for an interview. You just hold your phone up to the microphone, hold your phone up to this and play. We have to start freezing these people out. And I'll say this because we know the media is the communication arm of the Democratic Party. They have been for a long time. They're all America-hating communists. They hate you. They really look down on you. You're about to see this tomorrow night when the results come in and they've been completely just crushed. They won't be able to help themselves. They'll speak down to you a bunch tomorrow night. Well, that'll be fun. But would you sit down for an interview with the press secretary of your political opponent? Oh, you wouldn't? Then why are you sitting down with John Carl? Explain that to me. Should Glenn Youngkin go sit down for an interview with Corinne Diversity Hire? Let Corinne Diversity Hire ask him probing questions? Oh, he shouldn't? Oh, why shouldn't he? And why? What's the reason? Why shouldn't he? Because every single question will be slanted and they'll twist your remarks and cut up the video and make you look as bad as possible. Yes, all that stuff is true. So will John Carl. Why are we doing this? Starve these people. Laugh at them. Starve them of attention. We must create separate economies. We must be separate from them. The answer is always... No, I'm stopping it, Chris. All right, I'm stopping it. All right, I have a bunch of emails I need to get to, but I do want to get to this really quickly here. Your food situation. Have you taken an honest accounting of the food situation in your home? And here's what I mean. Look, maybe you're already set. Maybe you are set, but go to your pantry. Go to your freezer. Go to your fridge. and ask yourself, honestly, can my family eat with enough calories to be healthy? Can we eat for 3 months on what's in our home? The answer to that question is no for virtually everybody out there. My Patriot Supply has emergency 3 month food kits $250 off right now. The diesel shortage is a coming. Nothing we can do to stop it now, but we can make preparations in case things get really bad, right? Go to mypatriotsupply.com and get a 3 month food kit for everyone in your home. Everyone in your home needs 3 months worth of food. This provides 2,000 calories a day. You know how people die when food gets short? Their health goes down because they don't have enough calories in their body to maintain health, so they get sick. You need the calories that will last. My Patriot Supply will last 3 months. MyPatriotSupply.com. All right. Emails and election deniers. Next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I've got to tell you, I am grateful for enemies like this.
Thank you. No more drilling. There is no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling. No, that was before I was president. We're trying to work on that, get that done.
Joe Biden out there campaigning to his radical nut job base, promising to further wipe out the oil industry simply days before an election. Which brings me to Joy Ann Reed. I know there's a tendency to think people you see on television or hear on the radio maybe know more than you, right? Or maybe you think they're smarter or something like that. But I'm here to tell you, I've been doing this for 4 years. I know that's not long, but I've gotten to know plenty of people. It is stunning how mediocre so many of the people you see and listen to actually are. Now, there are some real brilliant ones out there, some real talent, but Joy Ann Reed has a television show. This human being, on a major network, MSNBC, this human being was given a television show. And I'm not playing this to make fun of Joy Ann Reed. I'm playing this to inspire you. Maybe you think, maybe there's something you want to do in this life and you think you can't do it. I want to be a singer, but I don't have a good voice. I want to be a runner, but I'm too slow. I want to be the CEO of Coca-Cola, but I'm just a mailman. Maybe there are things out there you think you cannot achieve. And I'm here to tell you, if Joy Ann Reed can do a TV show every day without a brain, you can do anything.
The only people I ever hear use the word inflation are journalists and economists, right? So that is not part of the normal lexicon of the way people talk. So it's interesting that Republicans are doing something they don't normally do, right? Which is not use the common tongue, right? Not use just common English to sort of do on their campaigns like they're doing with crime. But what they've done is they've taught people the word inflation, right? Yeah. Most people who would have never used that word ever in their lives are using it now because they've been taught it, including on TV, including in newspapers. They've been taught this word, and they sort of wrap this word around whatever it is that they really want to vote.
That human being is on television. I'm here to tell you, you think you can't be an astronaut? If Joy Ann Reed can do TV, you can be anything. You can be president of the United States of America. I find her to be inspirational. Whenever I think, man, I could never do something like that. Like, you know, I'm starting a band, right? Deleterious Consequences. What, Chris? And, you know, I mean, you may think I have some shortcomings, deleterious consequences and stuff like that. But I look at Joy Ann Reed and she inspires me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I can do all things because Joy Ann Reed is on television. Dear Deleterious Consequences frontman, I know you're not a financial expert. However, I believe your community college experience gives you an edge over the general population who has not had such an auspicious education. The question is, with so much financial instability out there, where should I invest? The stock market, crypto, property, gold, silver, something else. Name's Cheryl. Listen, I am not an investment or financial expert. I am not. I want to be clear about that. I want to make sure I'm really clear about that. I do, however, believe in something all the way. All the way. I'm not telling you where not to invest, but I am telling you, when I'm staring at financial instability and who knows how bad it's going to get out there, I vote on hard things I can hold and put my hands on, because it's virtually recession-proof. Even if they get hit, they don't get destroyed. Let's say you bought land. Land is a great one. Let's say you got a piece of property somewhere. You bought it for $50,000. And the economy takes a nosedive and there's a Great Depression and the real estate market crashes. Okay, you still have $40,000 worth of equity sitting right there that will go up if you don't have to sell the thing. You have something hard in your hands. I want to be able to hold it. Hold something hard in my hands. That's what I want. That's why I tell you, that's why I've told you before to get gold. That's why I've told you, get gold in your hands. The boys at Oxford will take care of you. 833-995-GOLD. Call Oxford Gold Group if you want. Gold, land, hard things in your hand. I am not bad-mouthing the stock market or crypto or anything like that. I'm in the stock market. Now, I don't sit at home and day trade just because I'm not smart enough to understand all this stuff with the yields and everything. I don't understand what a lot of these words mean. But I have someone else just do it. You know, anyone can get a finance guy now. It's not like you have to be rich. Oh, Chris, did I ever tell you about the finance guy I ran into this one time? Oh. So, all right, hold on. Pause, little story here. So I'm in Tucson. I'm running for Congress. And when you run for Congress, you get to know various rich people and poor people. You know, you're out there trying to raise money. And I get to know these guys, great dudes, who were big backers of my campaign. And they were loaded. I mean, super loaded. They had like this medical device company of some kind. And they introduced me to their finance guy. They invest with this guy. And I have no money. I'm broke. In fact, I'm spending every dime I have on the congressional run. I'm broke. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if these guys use this guy, he must be amazing. So I start talking to him. I'm like, hey, man, I'd love to, if I get some cash, I'd like to send some your way. And to his credit, he was good sport about it, but he did inform me. He said, okay, Jesse, I should let you know the bare minimum for me to take on new clients is $15 million. So, look, I passed that day. I told him, well, I got to move some money around. Let me check my savings real quick. Let me see if I've got it. It does go to show you how the other half lives, right? How rich people tend to get richer. And this is good if it's your situation. Good for you. You money buys access, like I say all the time. Access to what? Better everything. Better cars. Better food. Better finance guys. Think how good you have to be. Yeah, come in the door with $15 million or don't come in the door at all. So we're not working together, Chris. I chose to go a different route. It was my choice, not his. I just want to say. All right. We still have headlines I didn't get to. I haven't made fun of the election denier thing yet. And I have to, dang, I need more emails. Dang it. This is not working out. I got behind. You know who else is behind? You with your crappy air in your house. You need to replace those air filters. I know you do. And no, I'm not telling you you need to do it right now, but you know, if you had an Eden Pure thunderstorm, your home wouldn't have any smells and it would be constantly cleaning your air anyway. Did you know that? If you plug an Eden Pure thunderstorm into a room, and I want you to do this when you go get one. I want you to go plug it in a room. Call it your bedroom. Let's go to your bedroom. Plug it in the bedroom and then leave for an hour and come back into your bedroom. The difference is astounding. Eden Pure is selling 3 packs right now for under $200. That's $200 off. That's a stupid amount of savings. Get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. Get it as a gift for somebody. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. It's also free shipping, by the way. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. I just, man, Joe Biden.
Thank you. No more drilling.
And Corinne Diversity Hire.
So we just wanted to be very clear on that, which is why we put out a statement. It seemed like there was some confusion. I want to say this. It was, some of you were there. It was loud and hard to hear, I think, or maybe not exactly what was being said, but I currently don't want to get into punditry from here and why we did it or do it or you know paid or do it did it on TV. What? But I spoke to this over the weekend. The president's words we believe were twisted.
Yeah, the words he said were very twisted. Very twisted. A couple of emails. Jesse, do you consider yourself a doomsday prepper? Besides food from My Patriot Supply, what's in your bug out bag and what's in your getaway vehicle, wheel man? I actually need to work on my vehicle bag because you do want a bigger and more loaded out vehicle bag of some kind. I've always believed that. I don't have much for a vehicle bag that I'm happy with right now. Bug out bag in mind of mine, and of course I do have one. The wife thinks I'm ridiculous, but that's never going to stop me from continuing to grow the old bug out bag. I, of course, have food. You already mentioned My Patriot Supply. I have the drink straws. They're really, really cool. They have these straws out there. You can basically put poop water through these things, and it'll come out drinkable on the other end. It gives you access to clean water at all times. Those are really cool. I'll tell you something else I have in mind that you may not have in yours, and this is from Iraq. Baby wipes. Let me explain. In Iraq, we couldn't shower for the first 3 weeks of the war, and we were wearing mop gear, gas gear. So we had extra clothing on, all right? We had mop gear on, and we couldn't shower. There were no showers. There were no facilities because there were no bases. We were fighting our way through. This is at the beginning of the war. We're fighting our way through the country. And I remember I've never felt that dirty in my freaking life. I have pictures of myself with dirt just caked to myself, and you think you'd... You think you'd miss a shower? You don't understand how much you would miss a shower. I've told the story before about how we got attached to a little unit of Green Berets in Baghdad, and we got to leave the crappy little base, and we went to a house. And at this house, they had a garden hose. So about 10 Marines show up, and there's a garden hose. Kamala Harris has never undressed that fast. I'm serious. We were so happy to see a garden hose just to be clean. And I remember baby wipes were all we had on the way north. And I'll skip all the details. You can use your imagination. But it was all you had at the end of the day. If you had time, take a couple baby wipes and try to clean the necessary things. It was glorious. Without that, So baby wipes are something you don't think about. I obviously have a lot more than that in there, but baby wipes for sure. Something else to keep there. Remember, malnutrition is a problem in economic disaster situations and natural disaster situations. Nutrition is a problem, and it's because your body is lacking vitamins and minerals. Your body needs certain things to survive. Look, I tell you about chalk all the time, about a male vitality stack from chalk and a female vitality stack. I need to be clear. Chalk has a gigantic selection of natural herbal supplements, a gigantic selection of them. Anything you want for anything you're looking for, any improvement, including just basic nutrition stuff. And it's all natural, and it's USA manufacturing, and it's not a bunch of communists. They're hardcore anti-communists. They have 35% off subscriptions right now. Fellas, get a male vitality stack subscription and maybe find something else on there you want. Ladies, female vitality stack subscription. Those vitamins and minerals are everything. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Hi, Jesse. I hated you the first time I listened to you. You were bombastic, just like Rush. But I learned to love Rush. I knew I just had to keep listening, just like I did with Rush, and now I'm a faithful nightly listener. Do you think we're at a point where public schools need to come with the warning labels or have mile-long disclaimers? Warning, public school is bad for your child's health. I think parents today are running out of excuses if your child is still being educated in some communist training center. And what I mean by that is my parents' generation, previous generations, you can excuse them for thinking their children were just, he's learning math. In this day and age, when everyone has a smartphone, everyone has sees all these videos, there are so many resources out there available showing parents, the communists who are educating your children, parents are going to have fewer and fewer excuses going forward. If your child's in public school and you can't pull them out of government school, and I realize that's a lot of people's situation, it is what it is. Man, I hope you're being purposeful with talking to your child, talking to their teachers, not just, hey, how was your day? Interrogating them on what they learned in school. Oh, we learned history. Yeah, what'd you learn? Found out the other day, one of my sons had a history teacher, told him that FDR was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Another of my sons had a history teacher, told him FBR was basically a full-blown freaking communist that grew the government in this country in horrible ways. Unless I ask what the teacher is teaching about a subject, I don't know. May I just offer, pay special attention to history class, all right?
And now,
here's a headline.
By the goal, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Six election security threats to watch for on election day. What? This is from Politico. Politico, are you trying to preemptively question the safest and most secure election ever? Because remember, that's what every election is going to be from now on that I win. Every election I win is going to be the safest and most secure ever. And every election you win is going to be stolen, illegitimate, cheating. You made that bed. You did it. Democrats have been denying elections for over a decade now. And then finally they won a big one. And you insisted that anyone denying an election was a dangerous threat to democracy and an election denier. And so tomorrow night when Republicans take about 9,000 seats in the House and Senate, I am going to consider that to be the safest and most secure election ever. And anyone who questions any of it will be a dangerous threat to democracy. You know why? Because if my candidates are going to have their legitimacy questioned every single time, so are yours. You've decided to make those rules. I've chosen to play by those rules. American billionaires spent a record $880 million on the U.S. midterm elections. George Soros himself spent $128 million to make sure pro-crime communists are elected in your cities and states. We have a despicable billionaire class on this planet, the WEF class of people. They are trying to wreck the country. Very dangerous situation. Herschel Walker leads Raphael Warnock by 2 points in Georgia. You can hold me to this if I'm wrong. His name is Herschel Walker. He's running for Senate in Georgia. Now, maybe you're not into sports, but that's a really big deal in the South, a very, very, very big deal. If you're a pundit right now who thinks Herschel Walker is going to lose in Georgia, I would argue you're a little bit too deep in the bubble. Herschel Walker is winning in Georgia. Democrat poll worker accused of pressing straight Democrat ticket on a voter's ballot. Weird. I was told that kind of thing never happens. That's funny. How to see Tuesday's blood moon total lunar eclipse. Oh, man. That's a good omen for election night, baby. COP27 talks begin with a deal to discuss climate reparations. Yes, here's a reminder that the climate change genocidal people are still out there doing the things they're doing. And here's a reminder for you. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I have to do my show tomorrow from Clay and Buck's studio in Nashville, so I can't wait to get in there and rearrange all the stuff for them. If I can, I'm going to bring a big Jesse Kelly Show sign so they can't even, so it just looks like my studio.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I've got to be honest with you about something. Look, it's just you and me talking here. I thought the last segment was the final segment of the show. I lost track of time completely, and I thought it was the final segment of the show. So that's why I did headlines I didn't get to. And during the break, I want to be honest. I had every intention of lying to you and acting like that I did that on purpose. I did not do that on purpose. I am just that stupid. Remember, I went to community college. So I'll tell you what we're going to do in this segment, because we already did headlines I didn't get to. We're going to churn and burn in this segment on emails I didn't get to. And I'm going to act like it's intentional, all right? Because look, front men don't make mistakes. World famous authors don't make mistakes. We edit and act like we were correct all along. Now, before I do that, actually, let's do something real quick here. Three babies. Let me tell you about a mother who went into a preborn pregnancy clinic. You know what she heard? You see, preborn offered her a free ultrasound. And she didn't hear a heartbeat. She heard three of them. Three babies. Three babies' lives were saved that day. She heard those three heartbeats, and she chose life. Life. When the mother hears the heartbeat of her baby, there's something from God there. She chooses life. The goal is to rescue 5,000 babies. That's the goal. $28 saves a life. $28 gives that woman a free ultrasound. Save a life. Dial #250 and say baby. #250 baby. Or go to preborn.com/Jesse. I do need to clarify. All donations are tax deductible. 140 saves five lives. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? All right. Here is the, email section that I totally planned for.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Can't believe I just randomly chose to do this today. It was wild. Anyway, it said, Dear Jesse, would you give me permission to feed your burgers to some neighborhood commies? I feel like they're so good, it would be a great way to sway their poisoned mind. But at the same time, I kind of don't want them to enjoy the finer things in life since they crap on everything. No, here's what I want you to do. I want you to serve them the burgers and don't tell them where you got the recipe until after. You remember I told you, I had to go to Nantucket, not to brag, to finish up the editing on the book. Finally got a published date on the book, by the way. I'll keep you updated on that. But I had to go to Nantucket, and we rented a house in Nantucket. And the owner of the house, I don't know whether or not they're Democrats or not, but I think they were, because they had a picture of the son with Joe Biden over the toilet in the house. It was just a framed picture. And they have a book in there where you can go say, hey, I love the house. You can just sign your name. And I went in there, and I opened up the book, and I just put, Jesse Kelly was here. I want them to know. You know what? I'm mad, though. I should have put Jesse Kelly, author of, and then put the name of the book in there, was here, just to really grind their gears. Jesse, I enjoy your show and feel edified every time I listen. I would look forward to listening to you, when you're gone, it's like my heart is pulled out of my chest. Anyway, I have an oddball question. That is, what's your stance on aliens? Have you met some aliens, or do you think they are out there watching us? Keep writing more books, famous Oracle. Cayman is the name. I'm on record as saying, I'm sure they are. Well, I'm not. I'm sure. I'm assuming God made another planet. I don't know, but I'm assuming. Why would I assume we're the only one, right? Maybe he got bored. What, Chris? See, that's a good point. Chris said, it's so big, there has to be one out there. Do I think they came to Earth? No, gosh, no. Jesse, the true American. Do the leftist communists consider themselves Americans or what? No. One thing to remember about communists is their loyalty is to their communist religion of death. The Soviets, the Bolsheviks, didn't really care about Russia. They cared about communism. It is a religious effort to convert the entire planet to their religion. That's why, that's part of the reason they are so destructive out there. There's no loyalty to the nation whatsoever. Hey, Jesse, just came across this video explaining how Heavy D is going to speak at an event soon, but wants the attendees to be disarmed. I'm a firm believer that you're all in or out when it comes to the Second Amendment. What's your take? I like people armed at my events. When I was running for Congress or when I'm ever at an event now, if it's at all possible, I want everyone armed around me. Why would I not want you armed? I want to be surrounded by armed Americans at all times. That's just me. Dear elite author, the question was asked about pets in your home and you mentioned the dog. What happened to the snake? Did it meet the same fate as Buttery? Buttery, of course, is the fish of my son's that I murdered a long time ago. I'm not going into that again right now. No. The snake still exists. And I'm not happy that we have a snake. I don't want to be a snake guy. It's a ball python, Chris. My oldest son lives and dies for them, knows everything about it. I will tell you this, though. Because he knows everything about it and does everything for it, I'd never think about it. It's like it doesn't exist at all. He feeds it. He cleans up after it. I think it eats like once every 10 days. It just doesn't matter. What, Chris? Chris said, do I watch it eat? I got to be honest, that's sweet. Yes, and it's not going to be for the faint of heart, but it is sweet. We have to go to the pet store, and we have to get a little rat. And the wife, by the way, the wife, either she leaves the house because she can't handle it, or she makes the boys bring the snake tank outside. But you drop the rat in there with the snake, and it does not take long. I'm talking, Chris, I'll show you. You got to come over to the house. I'll show you next time we do it. Okay, I'll film it next time. All right, I'll film it for you. 15, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, the snake kind of, you're wondering at first, like, what's he doing? Because he's not in any rush. Just kind of circles around and looks at him, and then bam, he just reaches out and snaps him up. And in a heartbeat, he has the thing all twisted up. And I'll admit, that part might not be for everybody. Sometimes the rat does make a noise, especially initially there is a noise. And then there aren't very many other noises after that. But the rat is not comfortable as he has the life slowly drained from his body. What, Chris? Is it as bad as the bunny? No, it's not as bad as the bunny. The bunny story is not one I'll ever tell on the radio again. If you've ever heard me tell the bunny story, you should know that I will never tell that story again on the radio. Jesse, emotions get the best of me. How do you stop yourself from using emotions when making an important decision? When trying to take emotions out of sticky situations, but unfortunately, I am not only a woman, but I am Italian and from Boston. I ended up doing the wrong thing and doing the opposite of what I want to accomplish. Love your show and all of your perfect oracle advice. The only thing that saves me from doing that, because I can be a hothead at times. I know you're going to find that shocking, but I can be short-tempered, especially if someone has done someone I know wrong or done me wrong. I can be short-tempered. The only thing that saves me from that is time. Give yourself... You're sending that text message? Actually, the wife just told me this morning. I was sending off a nasty one to somebody who had, it doesn't matter. I was sending off a real nasty one, and she said, hey, 20 minutes. Just set the phone down for 20 minutes, then we'll go back, and you can send it still then. By the time I sent it 20 minutes later, it was not pleasant. It was a whole lot nicer than the first one was going to be. So time. Give yourself 20, 30 minutes. Give yourself time. Other than that, it's tough to master it. All right, hey, this is totally the final segment this time, guys. I'll see you in Nashville tomorrow, okay? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.